Good afternoon. A couple of passing showers, a rumble of thunder, not out of the question across parts of interior New York and New England. We do have a few more showers and thunderstorms that are more likely across parts of the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley through the better part of the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with some hazy sunshine, allowing temperatures, along with an increasing southerly breeze, to reach the lower to middle 80s on average. Parts of the mountainous areas will stay in the 70s through the afternoon. A warm front heading in our direction overnight tonight will produce more clouds and a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, but it will also bring an increase in the humidity levels overnight, so it will turn muggy as lows reach down into the lower and middle 60s. More humidity in the air tomorrow, a tropical feel with mostly cloudy skies and limited sunshine carrying us into the upper 70s and lower 80s. At the same time, a cool front approaching from the west will team up with a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. As the two push through the region, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous throughout the morning and especially into the afternoon and evening, and some of the thunderstorms could produce locally heavy downpours. This will persist into Wednesday night, and there could be some lingering showers into the first part of the day on Thursday, especially into New England, as the cool front slowly moves through. Gradually, we'll have improving weather during the day Thursday from west to east as temperatures reach into the lower 80s. High pressure building down on Friday will bring us a mix of sun and clouds. We'll also see a mixture of sunshine and clouds to start the weekend on Saturday. Highs both days will be in the lower 80s. Still some question as to how the weather pattern will evolve by the end of the weekend and early next week. Some suggestions that another front could head our way with additional scattered showers or thunderstorms, but right now we'll call it dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern high plains. A deepening low across the plains of eastern Colorado will help reinforce upslope flow today. As a result, 2 points in eastern Colorado should be in the lower to middle 50s, allowing moderate instability to develop by afternoon. Thunderstorms should initiate in the Front Range, foothills, and on the Cheyenne Ridge by early afternoon, with convection moving south-southeastward across the Colorado High Plains. The instability, combined with shear of 40 to 45 knots, should support the development of supercells with large hail. The greatest potential for hail should exist early in the event, when storms are likely to be discrete. As cell coverage increases, several clusters of convection may organize, increasing the wind damage potential. The Oklahoma and western Texas panhandles could possibly be affected by the stronger cells during the early evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1943, and the record low, 44, in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs near 80. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms likely, some with heavy downpours, lower 80s. Showers on Thursday morning, then some sunshine, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the lower 80s. More humid Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.